I was proud of the way the guys that came out in the second half and battled and found a way to win a football game. I was disappointed in the way we started the game off. I thought even when our second offense came in the game, we didn't get our feet on the ground probably till after the half. Once we started to have a pretty good mix of run and pass, it was a little bit better. But we hung in there. The defensive kids created the turnover, did a very nice job there, gave us an opportunity to get that other field goal. Thought both defenses on both sides of the ball played very, very well. Field position was a problem for us all night long, as you saw. The punter kept us backed up pretty good. But we played a lot of people. We had a chance to evaluate a lot of people. Ojo continued to do some very nice things out there. I thought the interception at the end of the game was an outstanding play by LaRon Scott. Did anybody see that ball go out of bounds at the one? I saw him skidding through the end zone. Yeah, I don't either, so don't ask me any questions. We got him on the field, and that was the objective. You know, I'd have to look at the tape. There was obviously nothing. Hopefully he got a chance to get knocked around. He did on the one catch. He got knocked around pretty good, and that was good. I don't have any control over any of that. So for me to say there is, there isn't, you just have to do the very best you can with it. You know, that's not my decision. So we just hope that these officials know the rules, know how to enforce them, and can keep the game under control and keep order. And hopefully they'll be able to do that. Well, we'll see on that. I'm going to look at the tape. Yeah, those two kids have really done a nice job the entire preseason. They play hard. They get after the quarterback pretty good. They've done a nice job in practice every day. They don't miss a thing. So they've been a very pleasant surprise. Well, yeah. The continuity factor was quite obvious tonight. You know, you take some people out of there, and then there are some people that have not been in there since day one. And then for whatever reason, there were some mental errors tonight. And some guys that were really counting on, it seemed as if we had some mental errors. So I'm going to have to look at the tape to verify all that. But certainly there's concern. Anytime you expect that in the fourth preseason game, you're going to take the ball and you'll have a little bit of rhythm and tempo, and there was none. So if that's what you mean by my concern, yeah, I would have liked to see them take the ball, drive the ball, score, and I would have been able to take them out of the game, knowing that a lot of times that's what happens in the last preseason game when we play. That was disappointing to me that we weren't able to do that. No, the play count was about where it was supposed to be. I knew one way or the other, at the quarter, somebody was not going to be where they would be, so they would have to come back. And you know, I wish that they would have obviously done some, turned it around, played a little better. You know, I mean, the second group did turn around in the second half and did some things better. I thought they ran it better, didn't handle the pressures very well. You know. The simple run through of the linebacker seemed to cause real problems in the run, and it shouldn't have. But we'll have to look at the tape to decipher that. Excuse me? Well, no. I mean, I would never. You never have enough. I don't care if you had the same old. In the old days, we used to have 35, 34 practices in preseason. But you never feel like you've had enough. And one of the things, quite frankly, that I will tell you that happens in the preseason that's been of late is, seems to be an issue it's very difficult to get your required number of practices in from week to week because you, you know, you end up playing at different times and it causes the week to change. You know, you like to play basically so that you would have a week in between. And it, I mean, I understand that it's that's a nice thing to say, but it doesn't work out. But if you did have those kinds of practice days in between games, I think you'd you at least would have a little bit more of an opportunity. For example, New England played, what, 3 games in 10 days? That's hard to do. Last year we played 2 games in 4 days. I mean, it's very difficult because you don't practice. You don't practice between games. You just have to have enough people to go ahead and play the next preseason game. So, but no, I would say that from the standpoint of being a coach, that if I would never be satisfied with enough, you know. So.